It's time for Growing Hope, the show determined to grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary! Because you are extraordinary! And now, it's your host, Catherine Lang!
Hello there, and welcome to Growing Hope. I am Catherine Lang, your Hope Smith extraordinaire, and we are building lives that are bold and purposeful and focused in our unique design. We have been talking about butterfly talk, the talk that gives us the wings to take flight into our possibilities, because you can't talk butterfly to caterpillar people. However, you can grow caterpillar people into butterflies so that we can continue to spread this butterfly talk. So when we are talking to caterpillar people and we are butterflies, or when we are trying to attempt to talk butterfly to caterpillar people, we have to think about feeding the caterpillar more than establishing the wings. And that's what we're talking about this week, feeding the caterpillar. Butterflies always start out as caterpillars. That is just the way it works. But the more that the caterpillar is fed, the more it can begin to understand there's more than being a caterpillar, and then it will move into preparing its cocoon and taking a nap and then breaking out and taking flight. Today, we are focused on the consistent feed process of butterfly talk. Because if we're going to grow up butterflies out of the caterpillars, they have to be consistently fed. I recently was given a ivy plant, and I have been very consistent in watering the plants around this house. When the boys were younger, when we were back in the house, I was known for the plants. We had plants in every single room. But then the cats got bigger, and the cats started eating the plants, and the plants didn't sit well with the cats. And so eventually, it was get rid of the cats or get rid of the plants, and apparently, we couldn't get rid of the cats. So I had to start getting rid of plants. I got out of the habit of consistently watering houseplants, so when I would get a new houseplant, I would, I would end up killing it. Well, when we got into this rental, even before this rental, I started investing in plants again, and recently I was given this ivy plant, so I'm watering it like the other plants, or so I thought. Apparently, this ivy plant, even though it was beautiful and lush when I got it, there was not enough soil really for it to last the 2 or 3 days that I would go between waterings. And I was only watering it a little. I didn't want to overwater it because I was watering it consistently, or so I thought. Turns out I wasn't watering it enough for this particular plant, and this particular plant, I believe, has died. I told my husband today, I'm pretty sure I have killed that one dead because I wasn't providing it what it needed. And that's what happens. Butterfly talk provides each caterpillar with what it needs it. And it is a consistent feeding according to the needs of that particular caterpillar. So a consistent feeding is without ceasing. It is fervent. It is at regular intervals. It is dependent on the individual. And it is often the dripped effect that is most effective. So first and foremost, we want to be invested in consistent feeding of the caterpillar by being invested in not ceasing or constant feeding of the caterpillar. Not a lot. You don't need a lot, but you do need to be very conscious of how you're speaking around your caterpillars. They are more in tune to the negative words. So something that you might say in passing to another butterfly will resonate into the heart, deeply into the heart of the caterpillar, which is why we need to be, without ceasing, speaking butterfly talk, speaking that positive, the hope, the encouragement, the love around the caterpillars, because the caterpillars need to be feeding on this positivity. So we have to be more acutely aware of speaking without ceasing the butterfly talk around caterpillars. because caterpillars need that nourishment even more than the butterflies do. The second thing is to be very fervent in our butterfly talk around caterpillars. Not to nag them, because you can't nag in butterfly talk. It's not possible. Butterfly talk is focused on the good, the positive, the encouraging, the uplifting, and it is entirely focused on the individual receiving the words, not the one giving the words. If you find yourself being called a nag, you're not speaking butterfly. Butterfly talk gives wings. It doesn't clip wings. So if we're being fervent in our butterfly talk, then we're speaking with zeal. We're excited about what lies ahead for the caterpillar. We're in hot and glowing and excited and on fire for the caterpillar. And it will show. I had the opportunity to speak just recently and to a group of graduates. And I was talking, and as I was talking, I was getting excited about this idea that it's your unique path. You get to walk it out. Nobody else can walk it out for you. But more importantly, they can't tell you how to walk it out. You don't have to listen to them. You want to learn from them, but you don't have to walk their walk. As a matter of fact, you can't walk their walk. And as I'm saying this, one of the caterpillars looked up, and it was the first time that caterpillar had looked up. So I knew I had the words that I was pouring out, this fervent, on fire words, spoke to her heart. And that's what we want to do. That's why we need to be fervent in what we're speaking, because it will speak to the heart of the caterpillar. When you are fervent and have zeal for the words that you're speaking, it is a heart message. It is from the heart to the heart. And that's what allows the caterpillar to begin bulking up so that the caterpillar can move into the stages that will lead to butterfly. The third thing is that butterfly talk needs to be given, in order for it to be consistent, it needs to be given at regular intervals. If you are trying to raise an animal, raise a child, or even yourself, Sunday is not the only time that you can feed yourself. Even with my plant, once a week was not enough, in particular for the ivy. So you have to be aware of the need for regular intervals, evenly spaced out time, but specific to each caterpillar. So regular intervals can be once a day, twice a day, three times a day. Some people need that consistent interval, the consistent feeding more often. Depending on the season, it may be every hour. It may be every session of a meeting. Whatever it is, listen to the caterpillar. The caterpillar will show you what the caterpillar needs. And so you want to be invested in consistent feedings for the caterpillar at regular intervals. But remember, spaced out evenly for that caterpillar. The fourth thing is that consistent feeding is dependent on each individual, just like consistent watering for my plants is different for each plant, and I have to be aware of that. If I water the cactus the same way that I water the peace lily, I'll get very different results. It doesn't matter what interval I'm using. The what, how, and when is dependent on each individual plant or person. My husband is not a morning encourager. He does not want to be encouraged first thing in the morning, and he does not want to encourage first thing in the morning. He is a slow waker, but once he wakes up, once he gets going, he's good to go. I can jump out of the bed, I know it's a shock, right? I can jump out of the bed ready to encourage, but I don't pour that out on him because he does not need that. It has a negative effect on him. My children are not morning encouragers. They apparently got all of their encouragement DNA from their dad, and so they take a little more time to warm up. However, my oldest one can be. It really depends on the season for him. So the more we understand the individual needs of the caterpillar, the more we take time to understand the caterpillar. And remember, all of this goes back to the caterpillar. You have to have an individual relationship with each caterpillar to understand what the caterpillar needs in order for the caterpillar to become a butterfly. Every caterpillar is different. So dependent on the individual's needs, we need to be consistently feeding the caterpillar what works for that caterpillar. And finally, invest in the drip effect. The drip effect is a very beneficial way to be invested in consistent feedings because it can allow you to build up your butterfly talk. So when my great aunt was still alive, she would sit down one day and she would write out birthday cards for everybody that month. And she wrote the date that they needed to be mailed at the top corner where you would put the stamp. I just happened to notice this one time as I was pulling a stamp. I don't know why I was pulling the stamp off the envelope, but I was pulling the stamp off the envelope and I noticed the date underneath it. And that's when I learned her secret. She would create this great reservoir of encouragement of butterfly talk, and then she would drip it out a little bit at a time. There are multiple ways that you can do this. Find your way that works for you. Find your way that works for your caterpillar, and then get invested in that. The more you have that encouragement bundled together, bundled up and ready to go, the more you can drip out the encouragement that's necessary for that caterpillar to become the butterfly. And that's what we're doing. We're working on finding the feeding process that will allow your caterpillar to grow the wings that will allow that caterpillar to become the butterfly and take flight. Take flight into all the possibilities, all the dreams, all the things, hopes, desires that are stirring the heart. If the caterpillar does not get the feeding necessary, then it will never be positioned to take the step to build the cocoon, to build the home, to build the foundation that is going to allow the transitional process. The caterpillar has to have consistent feeding. And butterfly talk will feed the connection of the caterpillar. It will bring the place to a consistent level so that the caterpillar can have what it needs to do what's next. We have to, as butterflies, or you can be a fellow caterpillar and speak butterfly. The key is to learn the butterfly language. It is not always about having your wings already. It's about having the having the ability to speak the words that infuse the wings onto the caterpillar. But it is a feeding process. The caterpillar needs what it, you know, it needs the right thoughts, the right ideas, the right understandings, the right acceptance. It needs to be fed consistently and at the right time and in the right way and at the right place. The more we focus on feeding the caterpillars, the more we grow butterflies. And here's the neat thing. The more we grow caterpillars into butterflies, the more we strengthen our own butterfly journey. So if you are going to speak butterfly to your caterpillar, or if you're going to learn to speak butterfly as a caterpillar, you need to be invested in the consistent feeding of those words, those butterfly words, the butterfly language, the hope, the encouragement, the love, the faith, the trust. So you're going to feed without ceasing, fervently, at regular intervals, dependent on the individual needs, and also with the drip effect. We need people around us that remind us that there is so much more than what we see right now. Because when we are left to our own devices, we will talk ourselves out of our journey. Even if things have been going well, We will find ways to talk ourselves out of our journey when left alone. It's why great coaches inspire athletes to become even more than they could have possibly been on their own. It's why great mentors ignite and infuse possibilities into their students and into their friends that would never have happened on their own. We are not solitary creatures. And the more we redraw into ourselves, the more we cover the ability to see possibilities. When we close in on ourselves, we actually put a shield over our face. And we can't see, even if it's right in front of us, the truth of who we are. So we need people feeding the caterpillar. You need people feeding the caterpillar. I need people feeding the caterpillar. And we need to be feeding caterpillars. Because that's what's going to change the world. That's what's going to change your walk. That's what's going to change my walk. Being invested in feeding caterpillars feeds our hearts as well. Even if you're taking flight right now and you are at the pinnacle of your career, you still have butterfly talk that you need. There is still a next level that you have to go because you are so much more than you are right now. When we pull back the veil of impossibility that the world has told us is there, we begin to see that everything is possible when we choose to believe it is possible. When we truly believe it is possible, and then we take the action to make it happen. Whatever we believe, and we choose to achieve, we will. It is a butterfly mindset. The caterpillar chooses to become the butterfly, and the butterfly chooses to change the world. Be the butterfly. Be the butterfly. Speak butterfly talk. If you are looking for opportunities to increase your butterfly talk, then grab a friend. Y'all can hang out with this podcast and then share it with others. Begin to talk with others about this whole idea of butterfly talk. How can we become butterfly talkers? How can we become invested in feeding our own caterpillars and feeding the caterpillars that we encounter around us? What is it that you need in order to speak butterfly daily? You can connect with me over at my website, katherinelang.com or snarkyrainbows.com. If you are struggling to find your butterfly language, then let's talk. Set up a call with me today. There's a button. You can click it and set up a call, free call with me to begin discussing the process that you are on to become your unique design, to find out what it is that you're uniquely designed to do and then begin to live it boldly. I will work with you to create your butterfly language because remember, it's always unique. It's always individual. You can also reach me over on Facebook. I am the Katherine C. Lang. On LinkedIn, I am Katherine C. Lang. And on YouTube, I am Katherine C. Lang. You are amazing. And when you lean into your unique design, you will bring that amazing to life. Thank you so much for joining me for today's Growing Hope. I look forward to hearing about your butterfly language conventions. Share with me in the comments on this post. Share with me on social media. And please tell a friend that it's time to learn to talk butterfly. The more butterflies we grow, the more we change the world. Until next time, remember, be blessed and be a blessing.
Thank you for joining us for Growing Hope with Katherine Lang, where we are sharing hope, encouragement, and inspiration to do more. Visit www.katherinelang.com to invite Katherine to be part of your event or to share your own stories of possibility living.
Until next time, remember that a seed of hope planted and nurtured will grow up into a world of possibilities.